KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, windy, and 23 degrees, with a wind chill of 9 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for a chance of light snow today, otherwise cloudy with a high around 29. Winds northwest at 20 to 40 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill around 5 degrees above zero. In the news, the final economic survey from the Iowa Business Council shows the leaders of the state's largest businesses are full of optimism for the new year. IBC Executive Director Joe Murphy says some economists have continued to predict the economy is going to slow down, but he isn't seeing that for Iowa.
I think we sometimes run the risk of talking ourselves into a recession, and we are just not seeing that at all. We remain positive.
The quarterly survey asked members to predict what they see for sales, capital spending, and employment for the next 6 months. Murphy says the final 2019 survey has a score just above 60.
Anything over 50 is positive, and so the fact that we're at 60 is great news for Iowa businesses. And so I think it's important to, you know, look at the data for what the data is, and we have great strength in sales, great strength in capital spending, and those are two very important drivers of businesses.
And Murphy says some year-end action on important issues helped to push up the mood.
We had some very good legislative action occur at the federal level with the passing of the USMCA by the U.S. House of Representatives, and so that's a great sign. We look forward to the Senate obviously passing that as well and it being signed by the President, and then using that as positive momentum as we hopefully head into the final phases and stages of the China negotiation.
Murphy says the trade issues are just as important to the business community as they are the ag sector.
Iowa's biggest employment base is in manufacturing. A lot of people think it's ag, but it's actually manufacturing. We have some of the world's premier manufacturers on the Iowa Business Council. But then when you think about it more broadly, just the general uncertainty of trade deals, the fact that, you know, it took so long to get USMCA pinned down, and now obviously China is stretching out longer than anybody I think probably anticipated. That just adds to the uncertainty in the markets, uncertainty within businesses.
And while the trade situation is moving towards some sort of resolution, Murphy says the lack of workers to fill jobs will continue to be a problem.
This is going to be the central issue of 2020 for us and for our members and, frankly, for all of Iowa employers.
He says overall the business community is feeling good heading into the new year.
We would like to see some indicators be better. A lot of that has to do with the political uncertainty, the elections of 2020, what happens with regulations moving forward. But a lot of that will be cleared up here as we move forward into the beginning quarter or two of 2020. And so we remain optimistic and feel really strongly about the future of this state, particularly from a business perspective.
You can see the full Iowa Business Council survey on their website. For what may be the first time in history, Iowa's workforce is now employing people from five different generations. There's the traditionalists born before 1946, the baby boomers, the Gen Xers, the millennials, and those from Generation Z. Kathy Jablinski, the executive vice president of Iowa Manpower, says the high demand for workers is the new normal since the 2008 recession.
We're finding that more people are staying in the workforce longer. They're also healthier, living longer. And those that may have retired early or earlier or by now are, you know, sticking into the workforce a little bit longer and, you know, stretching out their income opportunity.
And the oldest Iowans in the workforce, the traditionalists, typically place a high value on authority and top-down management. Jablinski says they have a reputation for being very hardworking.
They don't want to retire, so they come back maybe to that same company as a part-time individual, you know, to pass on knowledge or to help in different departments. You also see individuals that are just wanting some extra income, maybe to travel.
Iowa's unemployment rate of 2.6% has remained steady for a full year and is among the lowest jobless rates in the country.
We are in dire need of great workers, people who want to show up to work every day, and there's more jobs open than people looking for work. So it's a fantastic benefit to have all five generations in the workforce.
The baby boomers, those born between 1946 and 1964, are usually seen as workaholics who believe things are done a certain way and consider it policy. The Generation Xers were born between 1965 and 1976. Jablinski says they're generally comfortable with authority. They'll work hard as needed to succeed, and they'll seek a work-life balance.
We're finding that the Gen Z group is really financially focused. They're focused on the pay and benefits. The millennials, they want jobs that are fulfilling. Not that pay isn't important to them, because it is, but the work they do is very important to them.
The diversity among employees from five generations can be beneficial, she says, because it brings together the different backgrounds and perspectives each generation provides. Elsewhere in the news, another Nordstrom employee has been accused of stealing from the company fulfillment center in Cedar Rapids. Linn County court records say 18-year-old Abraham Tarley is charged with theft. Tarley allegedly tried to sell some of the $7,000 of items worth of on Facebook. Investigators say in a criminal complaint he admitted to the thefts and returned some of the goods. Tarley was at least the fourth Nordstrom employee charged in a little more than a year with theft from the center. A January 13th hearing has been scheduled for a Dubuque man charged with neglecting livestock and failing to properly dispose of dead animals. Court records say 31-year-old Cesar Gonzalez faces nearly three dozen counts. Officials say several of the 26 animals rescued from the Dubuque farm earlier this month were in poor health. The bones and rib cages of some of the animals could be seen, and they had matted hair. The animals removed included horses, a pony, goats, sheep, pigs, and geese. Elsewhere in area news, the Page County Sheriff's Office reported over the weekend a busy week of arrests, incidents, and accidents. On December 22nd, 54-year-old Joseph Larry Martin of Clarinda was arrested for his OWI second offense. On Tuesday, December 24th, 46-year-old Kyle Woldruff of Clarinda was arrested on a Page County warrant for failure to appear for a probation revocation hearing. Woldruff was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. On Christmas Day, 59-year-old Jimmy Blank of Shambaugh was arrested in Coyne for driving while barred. This past Thursday, Page County deputies arrested 37-year-old Jonathan Gray of Shenandoah on a warrant for probation violation and on a Pottawatomie County warrant for escape from custody. On Friday, 21-year-old Dawson Lane Sams of Maryville, Missouri, was arrested for OWI first offense in Page County. And authorities say two people were injured during a single vehicle accident this past Friday in Page County. Authorities say 80-year-old Thomas Joseph Pedersen of Clarinda was driving a 2017 Buick Enclave westbound on a highway between Avenues K and L when, for reasons unknown, his vehicle crossed the center line and went into the south ditch. Pedersen was transported to the Shenandoah Memorial Hospital for treatment of unknown injuries. A passenger in the vehicle, 40-year-old Melissa Pedersen, also of Clarinda, was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for treatment of injuries. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $3,500, and charges were pending. And a Sioux City man has pleaded not guilty to vehicular homicide while driving recklessly in the June death of a bicyclist. 37-year-old Eddie Guevara entered a plea on Friday in Woodbury County District Court. He also pleaded not guilty to operating while intoxicated. Authorities say Guevara had alcohol and marijuana in his system when the vehicle he was driving hit 64-year-old Charles Flurdy on June 13th in Sioux City. Guevara later told officials he was texting on his phone when he hit Flurdy, who died a week after that crash. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.